Ahead of the federal election April 28, the Morning Star is giving Vernon Lake Country Menasche residents a look at where the local candidates stand on important issues. Each of the candidates has also been given an on-camera opportunity to speak about why they are running, what key concerns they are focused on, how, if elected, would they support the economy amid the tariffs, vote splitting, how they will advocate for the community, favorite parts of the riding, and a fun question about Okanagan Lake's Ogopogo. Candidates were also posed a few key questions, with answers published in the newspaper. 1. Several parties have announced tax cuts if elected. Please explain what is being proposed by your party, and how someone earning $40,000 or less would benefit compared to someone earning $130,000 or more annually. The Green Party prioritizes fair taxation rather than across-the-board tax cuts that disproportionately benefit the wealthy. Our plan ensures that those earning under $40,000 pay little to no federal tax while making the ultra-rich and large corporations pay their fair share. Unlike tax cuts that mostly benefit high-income earners, the Green Party will fight for affordable housing, health care, and public services that truly help lower-income Canadians. 2. Farmers are having difficulty accessing affordable inputs that are largely produced in the U.S., like fertilizer, and are fearful they will be unable to sell products south of the border at a profitable price. If elected, how would you advocate for farmers in our region who are being impacted by both sides of the trade war? Farmers need stable, fair trade agreements and stronger domestic supply chains. I will advocate for financial supports for regenerative agriculture, investment in Canadian-made fertilizers, and tariff relief where necessary to protect our local producers. The Green Party also supports climate-friendly farming incentives, ensuring food security without undue financial burden on farmers.